Right then, welcome to Sloppy Joe's 2.0. And I'm joined by Ethan James. We're here, we're at the analyst table. This, as you can see here, is the brand new logo for Sloppy Joe's 2.0. As you can see, updated Joe McGrath there. You're updated Joe Smith as well. Ethan, don't tickle his face. What do you make of the brand new logo that we're seeing here?
Well, it's new, isn't it? It's brand new and it's different. Yep. And I struggle with change.
Okay.
But on this occasion, Joe,
yep,
it's exciting, isn't it?
Yep.
And our lovely friend Matty has put this together for us. And one day, Joe, one day for a fee,
yeah,
one day I might get a be on this logo.
So if you look a little bit closer here at the logo, there's a few things that you'll notice straight away. The maniacal eyes that I'm known for, the bushy moustache, and of course here, the slight separation between beard and hair.
Oh,
and
yes.
Obviously, you look at Joe, and what do you see?
Oh, well, I see a quite a round face.
Very good.
Which could depict the extra meat on his face compared to yours.
The chubbery.
The chubbery,
yeah,
which is, of course, accurate.
Mm.
More playful eyes.
More playful.
I see. Yours show you're kind of like more terrified,
careful,
psychotic side, yes. Which is lovely to see as well. But that's what it's all about, that cheeky smile. Because we want to make you smile.
It's that award-winning chicken wing-eating smile, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? This is a man who proclaimed that in his life he's eaten over 35,000 chicken wings. Now, Bernard Matthews would have a good time keeping up with that. And we've got him on this show every single week. Now, you said before about one day potentially you being part of the logo.
Yeah.
I've got a very special surprise for you, Ethan James. Look at that.
Whoa.
Look at that. What do you make of that? The trademark.
Oh, the
lightning
trademark.
Bolt, the quiff, the glasses. What's this? A little 5 o'clock shadow that I can see he's put in there.
Ah.
Ethan James' very own logo. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, it's lovely. Well, I'm saying, like, that facial hair makes me look really old and like a man now.
Yes. Whereas in real life?
A boy.
Tiny little boy.
Half a man.
Whose face got covered in honey after his big lunch, and then he fell in a barbershop floor.
Lovely.
And he got a little bit of stubby on it, didn't he?
It looks fantastic.
Yes.
And a big old camp quiff.
Not camp quiff.
All
just
right.
Your quiff.
My quiff.
Very nice.
Very nice. But what other stuff does this rebrand mean, Joe?
Yeah, very good point. We're talking jingles. We're talking new features. Ethan's film review. We've got special guests coming in. Mm-hmm. We've got people coming in to help out with the 9 out of 10 Club as well. People who work in the industry are going to be coming in and presenting their foods to us every single week. Mm-hmm. What more could people ask for? No, really, though. What?
Money.
Yeah.
It could all be free. We could give away everything for free.
Everything is free. You go on the Spotify, you go on the YouTube, it's free.
Yeah, but like merch and stuff
should be free. You know, that's not free because then it costs us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we shouldn't be losing money, certainly.
No.
You know, if anything, make a little bit. Certainly spent a lot on the new graphics.
A lot.
If you don't like them, keep your mouth shut. If you do like them, keep your mouth open.
Should we get on with the show, Joe?
Sloppy Joe's 2.0.
Nice.
Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. And if you didn't know, get to know 2.0.
2.0.
This is it.
2.0.
We've got our special guest, Liam Tuffy here. Liam, would you mind?
Thank you very much.
But would you mind for a minute just moving your head that way?
Look at that.
We've got a brand new logo.
We've already seen it on the intro, so we just made Liam do that for no real reason.
Sorry,
so I've just threw me back out for fuck all.
Sorry, Liam.
Liam, stand-up comic, also part of the Spread Negativity podcast.
Yes.
With Aaron, who was when he was in here last, had a Barney with Joe. So hopefully you two will get on all right today.
I'm already vibing with Joe.
Yeah. Ethan, wasn't it awkward last time?
No, well, should we play a little
horrible.
Let's put a little clip in, actually, because I feel like the clip might do my talking for me on that.
You're an EMT and you get called to the scene of a car crash.
What's an EMT?
Paramedic.
A robot.
Paramedic. You get called to the scene of a car crash, and it's ends up being your wife or your partner in some way, and also in the car was their lover. And you didn't know they were cheating on you. So, essentially, your wife might not survive.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
She needs urgent care. Mm. The lover. the lover is more likely to survive than she is.
Yeah.
Which one do you choose to work on? You can choose to save your wife.
Well, no, no, what? Sorry to get mad.
You are mad.
In what world am I just saving my wife's, my now dead wife's lover? Why would that ever be the option?
So you're going to go
because you can
for
only
wife.
Save one of them.
Yeah, I know that.
You can only save
but
one of them.
But why do I want to save
but
this guy?
The lover's more likely to survive.
You might end up with nothing is. And you're the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, because really what I want is just for me and my dead wife's ex-lover to be knocking about.
So would you rather want no one or you and your dead wife ex-lover?
That's not how the hospital works, by the way. You don't become friends with them after you've saved
no,
them.
No, but I don't want you...
You're losing
them
now.
Don't look at me. He's the one who said you might be left with no one. I didn't say that.
If you go to save your wife, she might die. Then both of them are dead.
Fine. I don't give a fuck about this guy. I want to work on this relationship.
But she might not survive.
Yeah, I know she might not, but she's definitely not if I'm not going to try and help her.
But why would you want to help her? She's been cheating on you.
Yeah, don't deserve to die for that.
Cheating on you, Joe.
Yeah, but he didn't know. Why should he die? He didn't know that she had a partner.
How do I know? How do I know he didn't know?
Because that's my story and you didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't know.
But no, he didn't know.
He knew everything.
No,
he's been there all the time.
No, he didn't know that she had a partner.
Who's he, by the way?
The lover.
I don't care about him. I don't know him. He can die. I'm going to try my best to save my girlfriend.
You don't know anyone if you're a paramedic that you're trying to save. You're a paramedic. So to go, I don't care about him, I don't know him. That's the worst paramedic ever.
You're not asking a paramedic, you're asking me.
You're the EMT.
Yeah, I know. And we get there and I know one of the people and I don't know the other one.
Yeah, but you know he's her lover
but
from the past.
A paramedic would always work on somebody.
So why are you even asking me then? Is it, if he's predetermined and I'm it's not a dilemma. If he gets to choose what I fucking pick, if there's two people and you go, sorry, sir, you're a paramedic, you have to go for this one.
No,
why even ask me?
Your
I don't have a choice.
For not save them. Your
yes.
reason for not saving is that you don't know him.
Yes.
But you never know them.
But what is the point in all of this pretense of who the fuck he is if I
right.
don't get to choose?
I'll tell you what, give
you
us
do get to choose.
So I'm
Aaron,
picking her.
That makes sense.
Aaron. It does. I'm sorry, Aaron, if you felt like it was like a serious beef. I wasn't particularly enough. I was asked a question, a hypothetical question. When I was given two options. When I chose my option, I was told I was wrong. Okay. And
so
how about don't offer two options if there's only one right answer? And, you know, obviously things that go up from there. But I'm a big fan. Love the podcast. We'd love to get Aaron back again. But,
like,
you know.
Not that I want to defend him. Yeah. I don't like defending him. It's not in my nature to defend him.
Are you two best friends?
The majority of us, don't make me say that on camera, Joe. The majority of our podcast is him telling me I'm wrong. So yeah. Maybe
okay.
that's just like
okay, right.
You could form a little alliance, you two.
Yeah.
Battery.
No,
I would love to. That's it, though. Like, we're really good mates. Best strong that in it.
Behind the camera, has it ever got? You ever argued? Because we argue
so
a lot.
So many times,
don't we?
So yeah. many times. I think it's when you care so much about the same thing. No, that's bullshit. I'm just trying to be diplomatic. He just burns me fucking head out sometimes. And I burn this out just as much.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Ethan Jay's here. We need to bring in.
Producer Ethan is here. Hello, I'm here again, like most of the time. How are we doing today?
What do you make of Ethan, Liam, straight away when you first met him?
Oh, I've seen some of the clips
that
he's posted. I'm very intrigued by Ethan. My favourite things that you've ever posted was a story you put up. I think you did like a come down with me thing.
Oh,
and you gave Ethan's coat to your dog and your dog was just shagging his coat.
That is awful.
Horrible.
So part of the podcast you do, well, it's called Spread Negativity, but you just like to complain about things.
Yeah, essentially, like, it's kind of like the antithesis to live, laugh, love. Antithesis, that was a good word
really
to just
well
pull
done,
out
yeah.
my ass pocket.
Good at English, yeah.
Yeah, well, do you know what I mean? Got GCSEs and that.
Have you got GCSEs?
I've got
GCSEs.
How many?
I got one in RE.
Yeah.
I got one in drama.
Wow.
Why did you pride RE above drama?
I was really good at RE. I was mint at RE.
You created your own
religion. Ask me something about it.
How many gods are there in Hinduism?
Loads.
Perfect.
Yeah, there's loads.
Tick. Well done. Give this man a B.
Man a B. What did you get, Lee?
Did you not think that RE, though, like, didn't everyone get like a B? Isn't the exam just blagging?
I got a B in RE.
That you understood. Yeah.
I got a B.
I got an A.
I got an A.
Just bragging.
Yeah, but you went to the most religious school in Europe when you were a kid, so you better
in
get
the world.
His science class didn't even teach him about like the olden times. They just taught him that still like the seven, there's 7 days and the earth was created.
Creationism. True.
That was your science.
Yeah.
That,
Mr. Actually, I'll not call him out because he's a lovely man. But
all you're doing is explaining his teachings. It's not illegal to just repeat what he said to you.
No, that's true. Well, I might have said it before, but you'd say things like, ask me any question about science. Ask me any question, answer it. And I remember a girl at the front of the class said, all right, what's the exact number of stars in the world? And you went, brilliant question,
the world.
And I know the answer. Sorry, in the universe. And she said, well, in Leviticus 22, yes, it says that God knows that there's as many stars in the sky as there are grains of sand on the earth. And then there'd be things like, what about fossils, teacher? Because you say the world is
only a wise one.
Yeah, he sat on a lifeguard's chair, and they're all sat around him in like sort of a weird kind of crop circle formation,
yeah.
chanting and like bowing at him. And but then, what about fossils?
What about fossils? Because we were taught that the beliefs that the earth is only 6,000 years old, and he went, something must have happened pretty quickly to get all those fossils there. Maybe a mass flood of sorts.
Noah's Ark.
We're on the subs bench.
Who's your craziest teacher?
Oh, you don't want to... My mate, we had nonces. That's bad.
But nonces?
Yeah, we had multiple.
Oh, did you too?
Big time.
Sick. Hold on, was that a high five for nonces?
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, one sec.
It's called shared trauma,
actually.
Yeah, we're mates.
We've had nonces. You went, yeah, we did as well. Yeah. No. By the way, you get free merch.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, free jumper.
We have multiple, though.
This thing that you get free jumper.
Yeah. Speaking of merch, new updated Sloppy Joe's 2.0 merch coming very soon.
Well, that's on you to do it by Friday.
I'll do it.
why? Nonsense.
Yeah, the most prominent one was our deputy head. He was also a physics teacher as well. And I remember, like, after the nonsense came out, I remember looking back and going, oh, it was mad the way he used to rub his bell end on the corner of the table in the lesson. And we all laughed at him, like, are you onto him doing that? Like, we didn't realise he was a nonce at that time.
So he would go.
He would be doing the lesson and he'd be stood up and he'd just be like that as he was talking. And he'd be talking about the red end of the ultraviolet or light spectrum or whatever. And he's rubbing his dick on the corner and we'd be like, have you seen him? Exactly. And turned out it was the way he got caught. It's the maddest way to get caught was he had a fire in his flat and a fireman robbed a porno. And
Japanese wrestling?
I don't what I imagine is like he used to take all the photos for school as well, so I just imagine like my head glued onto like a supermodel's body or something like that. But yeah, it was mad, that. Yeah. I mean, we brought up the vibes, yeah.
Prison. Did he see cells?
So last he did what's it called? A suspend and what
did he see cells?
Did he?
I don't know, because when I was still at the school, I think it came out just after I'd left, it was during, like, he got a suspended sentence, and I don't really know what that means. I'm not intelligent.
I think, isn't it where you still get a criminal record and everything, but you don't have to go to prison?
Or you're not going yet, or something like that. So he was not at that time, but yeah, crazy. He was. I mean, I'd probably say he was the wackiest teacher.
Oh, yeah,
what a kooky guy,
yeah.
Hey? What a strange guy. I've talked about this before, haven't I? Yeah. Same thing.
But what, he rubbed his knob on the corner?
No, but he used to be able to do press-ups with his little fingers. He was a maths teacher. He was my maths teacher. And he used to be able, he was a small man, but very muscly, powerful. He used to be able to do press-ups with his little fingers. So we used to get him to do it after class. Press up. And then it turned out he had a relationship with a child.
He went to prison.
What about you? Who's your wackiest teacher?
Now we had a couple of people.
They don't have to be a sex offender.
No sex offenders. We had a couple of
boring.
not that wacky.
We had a couple of nutters. You know, you can see now. Yeah. Now as an adult, you see they were crazy, yeah. Power mad. I'll keep
power mad.
Power mad.
Yeah.
One guy. No, he was a scouser. He was a PE teacher.
There's like a million scousers. It's not like he was a PE teacher and a dickhead, so everyone's a PE teacher and a dickhead.
Well, he'd have, and the people who went to my school would know he had this form of punishment where if you were bad or rude or whatever, you'd go on trays. Now trays would be you cleaning up the kitchen. During lunchtime.
Child labour.
Trays.
This is fucking arms.
You're on trays. And when he shouted at you, oh my God.
You're on trays.
Your ass would go, you're on trays. No! Like that. One day, he had the whole... I'm sure there was more people on trays than eating. That was, service was impeccable, by the way. That
day. Amazing. You were leaving a tip,
60
weren't you?
You left
a hefty tip.
I'll come here again, like that. But he was a bit power mad, yeah. But he loved it. I think he's retired now.
So he was PE teacher. So what gave him the authority to make kids work in the canteen?
He was in charge of lunchtime. Just like how he got that
hour. That was the only lesson he was qualified
to
teach.
He was in charge of lunchtime. Good going, that, isn't it? Being in charge of lunchtime.
Yes, because it's every kid's favourite bit of school.
Yeah.
Is lunchtime. So if you're in charge of that, he is essentially the sort of de facto head teacher, isn't he?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Right, what stories have we got? Have you got anything you want to share?
I've got a little story. You've got one, though. You go first, maybe.
I've got a connection with an inside scoop who's willing to share with us some stories from A&E. Someone who would like to be kept anonymous has spent many of his time working at an A&E in a middle-sized hospital, and I thought I'd like to share some stories with you. And in brackets, some of these are quite funny.
Is this going to be by far the most traumatizing thing that's ever happened on this podcast?
Yeah, I'm for it. He does go on to start by sort of ruining the tone a little bit by saying how drinking has ruined the NHS, but I thought we'll skip past that.
Yeah,
and we'll get to some of the and this is his words.
Actually, sounds really important.
Yeah,
he does. But you just skip.
Yeah, and obesity, which I definitely skip past. I think he's just calling me out, if anything. Right, I'm going to get to some of the more funny or more gruesome.
He's putting out a mediocre podcast during the NHS.
Sure, we don't fucking know. You're part of this one as well.
Yeah.
Right, here's some funny and interesting stories. There was one time where a poor old lady had fallen at home because she had a stroke.
Okay, right. We've started with a bang, haven't we?
Nonsense, strokes.
Does it get better?
I haven't read this one yet, right, so we're all on this journey together.
Okay.
Where she had a stroke. In brackets, we hadn't realised at the time and broken her arm. I was helping a senior reduce her fracture, in brackets, manually realigning the bones so they heal properly, where he pulls one of the arm one way and I pull the other way. Unfortunately, poor lady had such old fragile skin that he literally ripped the arm.
Fuck off! Fuck off! I don't believe that. It's not The Walking Dead.
This is it. Right, another time.
And all people's skin stretches, it's like...
Yeah, but no, it becomes
very brittle, like crepe paper.
Fuck off.
Yeah, very, very brittle. By far the worst thing that's ever happened on Earth, isn't
it? Yeah, that is awful.
Imagine that. Are you not like a torturer? You're literally being fucking paid to help people. Yeah. And you just rip her arms off.
Yeah,
like
crazy,
a fucking Mr. Potato Head. The arm just straight out of the...
popped clean off.
What do you do? You got that? What do you do with that in your hand then?
What would you do?
I'd put it down. I'd try and help her. Yeah. I'd be the first instinct.
I don't think I would. I'd go into shock to the point I'd probably drive home with it still in my hand.
If she was just asleep,
he's
on the wheel.
Yeah, she's holding it.
If she was asleep,
yeah,
and there was no CCTV and it wasn't bleeding too much.
Why would it not be bleeding too much? You just ripped her fucking arm off.
Asking, would you put it down and just walk away?
Walk away!
100%. I'd 100% do that.
I broke a banister at a house party once and I did that. Left it in place and then stood at the top of the stairs so the next person who just brushed past it and knocked it over, I went,
convinced they did it. So you just lean the arm, which is obviously absolutely gushing with blood top and bottom. You leave that.
Oh, people's blood doesn't gush.
Okay, what does it do? It's come out in sort of like cottage cheese. So that's sort of coming out. You just rest it back on the arm of a wheelchair, push it back into A&E, and then someone goes, oh, sorry, can we sit down there? Arm falls off, you blame them, put them in prison. Is that what you're saying?
100%,
I've got an idea, Joe, if you don't mind me saying. Could this not be used as like an instrument? Could this be used as like, do you know, like if you were to like put a few like edits onto it, like, you could use it as, like, one of those further grippy arm things, like, close window roofs that, like, you need to...
Or, like, a litter picker.
A litter picker. Exactly.
I prefer further grippy arm things.
Yeah, further grippy arm things.
But, again, the point being, on an ethical note, okay, we've lost someone's arm, but it can still be put to good use.
What's she going to do, though?
Oh, well.
She might want it back. Have you thought about that?
Well, I was thinking this.
Who cares?
Who's asked?
Would you keep your limb if it came off, but it was all right?
What, it just gets yanked off by someone who works in it? Yeah, I'd have it for the fucking court case. Yeah.
No. Would you have it around the house? You'd have it around the house, wouldn't you?
Yeah, 100%. If I had like a surgery and something was removed, I'd be like, can you pickle that? I'd want it in a jar.
Pickle it?
So you can have it on a burger? Yeah. have it in as part of some sort of taco seasoning or something. If my leg had to removed, I'd probably turn it into an umbrella stand or something.
Would you eat yourself?
100%. Yeah, cannibalism, no, I'm not bothered about it, me.
Really?
If it's my meat, yeah, I'd eat it, yeah.
If it's you, you'd have a bit of
it? I'd have a go, yeah. It's the only chance I'm going to get to eat human meat ethically, innit?
Would you cook it?
Yeah.
What are you having it raw for?
Eat it raw. You're fucking messing.
Raw?
Like, what? Parasites?
How do you know how to cook human?
Well, it's not just that hard to. We don't eat raw meat.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Is it?
I reckon, I genuinely mean this, all the dirty takeaways you've been to, all the sort of food festivals, is there? I am 100% sure, certain you have eaten human meat at some point in your life.
Fuck off.
I fucking know you have. I know you, because they're all trying to get the 5p wing, the 1p wing, the wing where you buy it and they give you money back. How do you think they're getting this meat? It's not
fucking humans, is it? Because that would be expensive.
It wouldn't be.
You probably put more harmful stuff in your body doing them hot wing festivals, like.
Yeah. Well, I don't eat them anymore.
Do you not? Have you learned your lesson?
It ruins everyone's day. Years.
I think you've eaten human meat. I'd eat it. I'd eat myself, yeah.
But what if it was? So what if it was ethically? So if it was like someone's donated this for you to eat it? It's just a little patch.
Are they getting a sort of a sexual thrill out of it though? Because you see that on websites, don't you?
Yeah. Dharma.
Whatever their reasons for doing it, you know, I'm not going to judge them for it. Would you eat? Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I've got another story from A&E.
Feeling a bit sick, actually.
Yeah, let's move on. I remember Sips Saga about his... Oh, no. I remember Sips Saga about his prostate, which included having... I can't read that one. What's that word? Cytopsy.
Right.
Cytopsy? What does that mean?
I don't know.
And catheter inserted.
I know what that is.
Oh.
Where's that?
Tube in the dick. Cock. It's like so you piss through it, yeah. Or vagina.
When I read this, all he wants to tell me is that he has done many of these. Oof.
What, he's put the tube in?
Well, you'd assume so, wouldn't you? It's his job.
That's crazy.
My little brother, I got a phone call early hours of the morning. He'd been drinking the night before and he ended up in A&E. He'd like threw up and choked on it. Really serious stuff at the time. We rushed to A&E. The nurses are like, look, we don't know how long his brain's been starved of oxygen, he might not be the same person when he wakes up, so we're panicking, hours waiting. He wakes up and they're like, we think he's ready, come in. And we come in, he's like all tubed up, like vacant stare, and I don't know what to say. I just go, Jack, mate, you all right? And he just goes, I've got a tube in my dick and I don't like it. I was like, it's fine.
Same old dickhead Jerry sound.
It's all right.
Oh, mate, I just think, do you know when it gets to, apparently when we're like 40, don't we need a thump the arse or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
I've been there, done that, mate. Fucking hell. Yeah, not voluntarily.
It's not a thumb.
I'm talking like medically.
Yeah, what happened?
It's not a thumb. The doctor doesn't like pop a thumb in.
Does he not leave it?
It has to be a finger, though.
It's a finger. And it's like you think because it's medical that you've built it up in your head as a man that it's going to be bad, and it's not really going to be that bad, mate. They lube it up, they go in, and they like fuck off, pull it out like that, like they're trying to get the bottom Pringle out the fucking tube, pulling it up the side. I don't know, it's like they're feeling for something, so they hook it back in and then they just toss a tissue at you and go fucking wipe yourself up. They don't clean the lube off your bum.
Do you have an accident?
What, front wise?
No, you're. Do you have an accident in the bum?
Do you mean wired? Why did I go there? I fell on a. No, I'm only joking. I had hemorrhoids, Joe. I thought I had hemorrhoids.
I fell on a decapitated woman's arm.
Oh, fucking hell. That's such a dick.
She's probably be more gutted about her arm being up my ass than she will be about the fact it got ripped off.
Come on.
Ethan, what's it going to be like when he goes down there? Because you should really have gone already. He bleeds when he poos.
No.
No, that's why I went. Ethan, that's why I went.
Is it me?
No, yeah, because you bleed when you poo. Yeah. I saw it on the pod, I thought.
The new logo's gone off. It's sick of us already.
I was bleeding when I poo, so I went.
You should go, Ethan.
Well, no, I will minister my partner.
Licks it all up.
No, she.
Yeah.
Come on, you got overexcited.
That's the difference in reaction they grow.
That's racist, actually.
She's from India.
Right, but what I was. But what I was going to say was I did get it seen to because she warned me. She said, you can't just be joking about that, Ethan. So I got it tested.
Are you whispering it?
And,
why would that be a joke?
I think it's a Fisher. Not like a fisherman.
Price?
No, sorry.
Is a fisherman.
Was a little plastic toy.
it's a name for like a cut.
Yeah.
Oh. But it wasn't internal. Anyway, I had to send it off, which was the worst thing I've ever done.
Send one off your asshole.
What did you have to send off?
Send him a poo.
You put a poo in the post.
You let the Daily Mail. When they're already going through an absolute scandal.
I relate. You know, I've had to hand in a poo poo sample. It's all right. No, we're all friends here.
It's not all right.
It is.
It's disgusting.
It's just a
poo. You sent a poo in the post, like some sort of dirty.
No, what stamp did you use?
Imagine if that person had moved out the house and they're getting the previous sentence fucking mail.
Yeah.
This one's a bit mushy.
Oh no! I give it to the receptionist.
Well, you didn't. Did you? I'm sure
it's a really nice young woman.
Why are you saying like this?
Does it go into a bag?
Because he's had a bad time.
Of course it goes into a bag, Joe.
It goes in a pot.
You're not just walking out like empty like this and everyone's like screaming reception.
Could just be a straight Tupperware.
No, it does. I had to do it with the whole finger pop situation. I had to hand in a poo sample and he just gave me a little Tupperware and I was like, what's the logistics of this? Do I have to line it up?
And it's only little. In terms of overflow, what do you do?
That's what I was panicking about. So they said that the doctor, hair recommendation as well, made it fucking 10 times worse, was do you need to fill the bowl with tissue paper, like load it so that it just lands on top of the tissue paper and you just take a little bit of it. But I fucking bump through the paper and just had to fucking,
I use cling film.
Yeah, Fisher Price.
You use cling film?
That's true.
What? You never told us this story.
Oh, it's not.
Like
it's
fucking
not
Dexter just click filmed his ass.
Yeah, well, no, not click film.
Did you put click film on your ass and shit on the click
like
film?
Like him on full Monty.
No, you put it on the.
Oh, click film in the bog?
Yes.
Genius.
What you've done, Joe?
I just put the Tupperware straight in the bog.
Yeah, you got great.
No, it's tiny.
It's a whippy.
Yeah, but you've got a great aim.
Good aim.
Enough of this. But it is very good to get checked out.
Yeah, it's very important, yeah.
Thank you to our... what was the person's name?
He wants to remain anonymous because he's still there. He's going to be our man on the ground.
If he pulls another person's arm off, we need to release that name.
And
we
need to go straight to the police.
Well, have you ever heard of the old bootmaker who, when he goes to sleep at night, he's struggling to keep the rent going and all that. And he goes to sleep and he wakes up in the morning and all the boots have been made. Do you know this story? The old fake.
Oh, have you heard of this
story? Think so.
Yeah. And it turns out there's
little elves, isn't it?
Little elves helping him out.
Oh, the shoemaker, not the bootmaker.
Oh, the shoemaker. Sorry, yeah. Two completely different things.
That's the story. It's called The Shoemaker.
Michael Shoemaker.
Yeah. Well, what's the crap?
So in real life.
With Michael Schumacher's?
No. So in real life.
Well himself.
There's a camera and it's caught a mouse tied in a man's shed.
Fuck off.
Yep. Welsh tidy.
He has all week to find a story, and he brings us this.
No,
Welsh
this
tidy mouse.
You
have all week, Joe.
This
got
is
a guest here.
I think this is
right.
Good.
And we have all week to bring a story in, right?
Every
what are you
single
night, a mouse tied in someone's shed.
Every night since October. Are you fucking joking?
Yo, maybe he's just got a bit of
pride. Hold on, what?
Pride.
A bit of pride.
Let's have a look.
Welsh tidy mouse, which is his name.
Tidy mouse.
Welsh,
not the same, is it?
Welsh tidy mouse has been sneaking into 75-year-old Rodney Holbrook's shed in Powys every night since early October.
Powys? Have you got a lisp in Paris or Powys?
Powys. It's a place in Wales.
It's not Ratatouille 2, this, is it?
It's called a mouse.
Powys.
It's not.
It was from a speech impediment.
Powys.
I'm going to be a chef in Powys.
I'm going to be a Powys. I'm going to be a kin in Powys.
A mouse proud rodent. Is that a house proud? Already the funds have started. You love that. Has been caught on camera tidying a man's shed. How fucking brilliant is that, though? He got more than he bargained for when the items were mysteriously put away at night. How does the mouse know where it's meant to go?
I'm not being. What's it carrying? Mouse, what?
Mouse.
They're not strong, that strong, are they?
They are pretty strong, you know.
It reversed his car into the garage because he parked it wrong.
Tracked his wife?
No.
He didn't put that away.
Get your rat out.
Do you know?
Very good.
The thing about the mouse, though, is that this story is making out that the mouse is this like altruistic figure cleaning this fella's shed. It's not. It's squatting in the shed. It's cleaning its own house.
That's true.
It lives there.
It's got a bit of pride, hasn't it?
It's been there for months.
That's true. And it's not paid any rent.
It doesn't give a fuck about Rodney.
Because if I'm renting a flat or whatever, me keeping it tidy isn't in lieu of rent. You still have to pay. Yeah. So he's like, oh, no, I've kept it tidy. Don't kick me out. Actually, fucking pay up.
Yeah, pay up. Yeah. Have you ever had a mouse in the house?
Oh, too many, mate.
Have you?
Yeah. I live in Anfield,
the
mate.
We're in their way.
The stadium.
Not far. It is an area of Liverpool, but the stadium's like down the road.
Yeah. So it's terrifying, I think. It's horrible. It's fucking terrifying.
I'm just numb to it now. I'm solid about it. Yeah.
Eating cheese out of your belly button.
Have you ever seen one?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a mouse problem when I was growing up for a while because there was like loads of roadworks getting done and it was like they were all scurrying away and ending up in the houses.
Did they put the diversion through your...
Yeah, the mouse traffic was like...
Come this way.
And my dad was... I remember like we had traps down, we'd catch them in the traps all the time. I got kind of used to seeing it. My dad...
What do they look like in the traps?
What do you think they look like?
Squash. It's really
like
sad.
Jimmy Savile up close. It looks like a mouse.
It's really sad.
What do you think they look like in a trap? They're like a mouse.
Yeah,
with a fucking, like a mouse that's got a belt on that's too tight.
You see those
that's
really
what
small
like.
Ones that sort of capture them? Yeah. Are they still kicking them out whilst they're in there?
Yeah. No, sometimes the bottom gets caught in the trap and they're still alive up top.
Oh.
But the bottom's like that old woman's arm.
Yeah, smashed to bits.
Fucked up. But this, my dad, we work nights, and he went upstairs to, like, we were getting ready in the morning, and he went upstairs to go to bed, and I just, like, banging. And he comes down and he's like, stupid fucking mouse. He was like, one was just like running under the bed, then popping its head back out. And I grabbed a hammer and he was going for the mouse, but it kept coming back out and he got it in the end. And then within about 5 minutes, the next door neighbours knocked around. They were like, oh, hamster's gotten out. Have you seen it? And my dad was like, I thought the mouse looked clean. He just killed the neighbour's hamster thinking it was one of these mates.
Oh my God.
No.
Is that harrowing?
I thought it was funny.
He's killed your name. What did you do?
Lied? Oh, I've never not seen that.
You've got to lie.
Just put the arm back.
Yeah. Yeah, like a little fucking note to be careful next time.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He had a mouse problem.
We used to have mice in our house all the time, yeah, because we had rabbits in the garden. So they'd get into the rabbit hutch, eat the food, and then right next to the cat flap, the dog flap.
But who'd win in a fight?
What, a rabbit or a mouse?
Yeah.
Well, they can share, can't they?
Rabbit.
Do they not scrap?
No, they never scrap.
Yeah, well, what? If you're
picking
your food,
getting that on an illegal stream,
you're fighting, wouldn't you?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, rabbits don't have the same food drive that you do.
Your rabbits are scaredy cats.
I really have to defend the honour and hardness of my rabbits that died 20 years ago.
What was their names?
Fluff.
Fluff was solid. Leave that. Yeah, with a name like Fluff. He had to be solid.
It was sort of like, he's so hard, we've given him like a soft layer.
Exactly.
Honestly, this rabbit is just in there fucking curling two guinea pigs out.
Using the mice as dumbbells.
Yeah, using the mice as dumbbells. It's unbelievable.
You didn't have any mice, clearly, Ethan, because you had about 18 cats that his mum and dad used to kill cats.
How many cats have died in our family? Is that the question?
How many cats did you have was my question.
How many cats have died at your hand?
Oh, well. Listen. Well, we just had a rabbit die last week, sadly.
How did it die?
Got fat.
What do you mean?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut onto you there, Liam.
What happened to your rabbit? Fucking migrant.
Absolute dickhead.
No, sorry.
I had the mustard jumper, the little prick.
Listen, what I was saying was that we had Denver Cat, who was named after Denver Bar. Denver Bar went missing after a day and we never seen him again.
Yeah. Although he did at Newcastle.
Some people
10 good games.
He's better than that actually. But some people say that they see Denver Cat in the village of Wark to this day.
How long ago did he go missing?
It's true.
How long ago did he go missing?
Denver went maybe like 7 years ago.
Still
and he lasted for a day. He just decided to fuck off. And then there was Rambo Cat, who I'm sure the viewers remember. Who used
can we
to
get to this dead rabbit?
Rambo Cat?
Is he dead rabbit?
Oh, he died.
He died.
You are fascinating.
He died. Yeah, they do that, dead rabbits, don't they?
He just got too big.
Liam, why don't we get guests in here is because obviously we like to introduce them to the viewers and the listeners, but we also like to know your food tastes or dislikes.
Yeah.
So we have either the 9 out of 10 club, which is the best food, mm-hmm. or some of the nicest food, or you have the 1 out of 10 club.
Yeah.
Which you food that you hate. Now, you had a couple of suggestions, and I don't mind you talking about them before you reveal in that bag there what you've actually brought in.
All right, so can I talk about the honourable mentions?
Yeah.
So it was hard for me to pick something that I hate because I was just like, I'd just fucking eat everything, even if I didn't like it.
Yeah,
so when I was a kid, if I had mushrooms and something, I'd just fucking swallow them whole. Fuck that, I didn't like them.
Really?
Just get them down.
Paracetamol.
Yeah. Like baby bird it, yeah. But now I like them. And that's why you should always try new things. So I eat everything, but there's one thing that knocked me sick and still knocks me sick thinking about it now, and that is blackjack sweets.
Oh, horrible.
Absolutely disgusting.
They are bad, aren't they?
The fruit salad's evil twin. Who the fuck would
fruit salad is phenomenal.
Incredible.
Compare it to the brother or the sister or the evil twin. Awful.
Yeah.
100%. Why, what are you saying?
I don't mind a blackjack. I don't mind it. I don't pick it, but I don't mind it.
You
but I know what you mean. When I was a kid, I wasn't keen at all.
Yeah, it's licorice, like that sort of like intense licorice flavour. Yeah.
I think that might have gone in, you know. It might have gone in the 1 out of 10. Do you not like me, Ethan?
Oh, fucking shocking licorice.
Yeah,
awful. It's a plant, isn't it?
Yeah. Fuck off.
Do you know licorice root
well, that
is...
that grows on a tree.
You're growing blackjacks in the yard.
I think so. Isn't that right, Joe?
Well, licorice root is 100 times sweeter than sugar. Did you know that?
How do you know that?
Nah, fucking know it. Google it.
I'm not Googling it.
I just believe facts as soon as they I was like, are they? Is it?
Honestly.
What else are you going to bring
and
in?
I also, like, I think if I'm thinking 9 out of 10, something that I can always rely on is American Pizza Slice in Liverpool. I've been there. You've been?
Right, and I've got to say...
Of course he's been there.
Yeah,
If it's within a 200-mile radius of his house and it's a takeaway... That's your job! That's not a diss!
If you've done your job right, you would know him.
I called you a hungry bastard.
With a job.
American Pizza Slice, they've been going for a while, haven't they?
A long time.
And they do basically every pizza you can think of really fucking well, and you can buy by the slice.
Yeah, buy by the slice.
Great.
And you can get, like, if you get, like, a whole pizza, you can get an 8 slice special, so every slice is a different flavour.
Wow.
And
like,
it's
like
fucking
the rainbow.
Massive. Mate, taste it. Well, not Skittles, that's fucked up.
Taste the rainbow.
But they have like they had all day breakfast pizza at one point. I know it was
Don't
gimmicky,
it
but it was all right.
Baked bean?
Yeah. Yeah. Black pudding.
That
brought me back.
Sausage, bacon.
But American Hot's the one from there. If you do go to American Pizza,
But we didn't want you to bring that in because it wouldn't travel very well.
It would not. And it wouldn't do it justice. So I've nominated bacon fries from Almost Famous.
Mm. Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely. Oh, that is sensational.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
Whoa.
Okay.
Get the bag if you want.
Get the bag out.
I
insist.
Ooh.
So lovely packaging, first of all.
That is fucking. I've never ordered.
I haven't.
From Almost Famous, that is classy stuff.
Now the thing with the fries from Almost Famous, people don't know. You crack on.
I'm out. Whip them out.
Is there a mixture of sweet potato fries and chips?
Mm. Now
we have big arguments about this.
Full disclosure. Really? The sweet potato fry has in the past gone in the 1 out of 10 club.
Okay.
Not because I wanted to.
I didn't do it, aren't you? Own it. It went in. Don't be like, oh, they hate it and I love it, trying to be all pally.
No, I get it.
It made its way into the 1 out of 10 club, Joe. Just admit that.
That's one of the reasons why I chose this, though, because I wouldn't say 1 out of 10, but I would never, if it's a choice between regular potato, sweet potato, I'd never choose sweet. And I think if you do, you're a psychopath.
Yeah.
This is the only place I can think of that do the mixture. And then that way, you're getting the benefit of the sweet potato, but you're not missing.
Like the sweet and salty popcorn.
Do you know what?
Exactly.
He's right.
And I'm a suggestion.
Get him out, Lee.
Sorry, I can't multitask.
We're not hitting him through the bag, are we?
Can I just start scoffing on now, yeah?
Ooh.
All we've seen is a box and he's getting a round of applause. Right. What a box.
The smell.
Here we go.
Oh, show them off. And I'll tell you what, they've travelled well. They've not travelled well.
Travelled all right. It's hard for chips
to travel
well.
Can you see them bad boys? You see that?
For
the calories.
As long as I've known Almost Famous, the bacon bake fries have always been the winners.
Yeah.
Love Joe, by the way. Yeah. He's already taken a whole thing for himself. He's such a greedy bastard.
I'm going for
it. He sometimes just orders food for the 9 out of 10 club just because he's hungry.
Yeah, well,
Ethan, come and steal some off Joe.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. and went straight for a sweet potato boy. And that, like, this is the first time. When I first had bacon fries, it's the first time I'd ever had Baconese. And I don't think anywhere else quite does it.
So talk to me, what is the bacon fry for people who've not had
it? Is sweet potato and regular potato. I'd argue that the ratio is more regular potato.
They were phenomenal.
Little bacon bits, Baconese, and then I think that's it.
When you get a bite of the bacon fries, it's got... Here's the perfect bite. One normal potato, one sweet potato, an amazing amount of that Baconese, and then a good chunky, crispy bits of bacon.
And they're not shy with it. And it never, like, when you ask me, you know, like 9 out of 10 club, I really prioritise consistency. Because I think so many things, like KFC, I love a KFC, but each time you go, you don't know what the
sometimes
fuck you're
going to sometimes it's wet and all the skin's falling off. Sometimes it's dead hot and nice and crispy
phenomenal.
And amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, too inconsistent.
But these are always banging. The burgers from Almost Famous, I actually think are just all right. The toppings are great. I like them. The chicken's pretty good.
Yeah.
Have you had the chicken?
When was the last time we had a burger? Because I think they've changed it recently.
Really?
To keep up to date with the Smash Boys.
That's it, innit?
And I think they've changed the patty a little bit to make it a little more thinner and it's delicious.
Mate. Yeah.
Liam, you took into them.
I'm good.
Ethan James.
Well, I must say, Drew, I had a singular fry there. A singular fry. And you know what? I think from one fry, I've never had so much flavour packed into such a small piece of potato. And honestly, it was...
And of course, that's the aim of all fries, isn't it? But to get the most flavour into the smallest surface area.
And do you know another thing? I think bacon sometimes, from restaurants and stuff, can sometimes be a bit shabby.
Mm-hmm.
But
agreed.
But these bacon bits on here, packed with flavour and covered the whole chip. Mm-hmm. And that's attention to detail to each chip. And I think they've thought about that. I think it's the tastiest fry I've ever had.
Yeah. Honestly.
There's not a dry bit of fry in that
Not a dry eye in the house either. Because we're fucking tears of joy.
Also, swear, you got to consider, if you're eating these at the restaurant, the potato will be a bit more crispier.
Yeah.
Because it's travelled a little bit. And it's been since like 30 minutes since I made them. Still a beautiful
Still
fry.
Still good, man. I feel proud. I feel like I picked well.
I think one thing no one's talking about, it's comfortably the least synthetic, like gross Baconese I've ever had.
Yeah.
Sometimes Baconese, it's like, it just tastes like fake bacon.
Yeah.
It's too creamy. This is like rich, tangy, really sort of fresh tasting for mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Honestly, some of the best fries I've ever had. And I would never normally pick these because I think I don't like the dirty fries, too much jalapenos and fucking, they're putting like other foods on it, like pie and brisket and all that. This is absolutely fantastic. Honestly, way better than I thought they'd be. They're really good.
And if people are worrying, like, oh, why are you only doing Manchester food? We've got Liverpool, got a branch, Leeds got a branch, you've got Manchester, you've got Nottingham as well. I've just made Nottingham up, actually. So you've got...
No, that is a place. I've not made
Nottingham up, but I thought they did have one there, but I just Googled it, they've not. So if you're in Leeds, Liverpool, Manchester, go and try what Liam, I think, Ethan, has successfully put into the 9 out of 10.
There's been times in the show where we've had a guest and we've been nice for the 9 out of 10 club. Yeah. And then we've done a review show, which is exclusive to the patron, where we knocked out some stuff that people may have suggested.
Because we're cowards.
We'll
never do it publicly.
For example, Jamie Hutchinson, we're putting a bloody mint or whatever.
They're fantastic, I stand by that.
Yeah, but it was our first ever guest. We felt nice. this is the tip. I'm not just saying this. This is the tastiest fry I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I'm still tasting it now. And also, we'll go back to the excitement of the unveiling. Ooh, we hadn't even seen it yet, but there was an anticipation. It's in for me.
It's in for me
it's
as
in
well.
For me as well. That's 4 out of 4. Thank you so much.
That yours, Liam.
Fantastic.
I got Baconese on the mic.
Yeah, you
Baconese on the mic. That's your nickname, isn't it? It's your rap name.
Yo, Baconese on the mic.
With a Z.
Right, do some plugging if you won't mind.
Yeah. So I'm always bad at the self-promotion thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it. Don't bother following me at Sam.
No, where are you gigging?
So just follow me on Liam Tuffy Comedy on all socials and the podcast Spread Negativity. We talked about it a little bit before. It's not as miserable as it sounds. We just basically like to... We think that everything's so fake and falsely positive online. Mm. We like to highlight the negative and moan about it and laugh at it. And yeah, that's what the pod's all about. So check us out, Spread Negativity Podcast, Spread Negativity Pod on all socials. Yeah.
And the link to both of those will be in the description. So if you don't know how to spell it, if you, you know, you don't know what social media is, just click the link in the description. You'll be able to find all the stuff.
Can I give a plug to?
We've had Joe on a few times.
Yeah, it's great fun.
That for some reason that Gatti Tandoori clip, it's done really bloody well.
Do you know how proud I was when the Gatti Tandoori fucking? They commented on it, mate.
Yeah, did you say about the Gatti Tandoori clip? No. I'll tell you, we will.
Well, where can people find it if they want to see it?
Spread negativity.
There you go.
In the description.
All socials.
I am, if you're watching this on Friday when it's released, what day will Friday be? The 23rd?
This is the most ridiculous thing ever.
On Saturday, I'm helping some mates out at a pub in Stockport called the Alex, sell croquettes. If you're about and you fancy croquettes, I can't give you all freebies, but they're only £2 each. Come down, get stuck in, have a pint with me. I'm working for a couple hours, mate. I'm fucking frying up.
You're frying croquettes.
Yeah. Do you like croquettes?
Do I like croquettes?
Yeah, fucking delicious, aren't they? If you're watching this on Friday, come down. It's the 24th. It's just before Stockport County play, so maybe you can go watch the game after if you want to watch that. Oh, no, United are on at 3, but we can, I don't know, find a stream somewhere. Thank you. Come and eat some croquettes. And Joe said he's not going to be there, which is sad.
I'm working, but thank you very much for joining us. Thank you, Lynn, for coming on. Make sure you check out Spread Negativity Podcast, link in the description. Thank you for joining us for Sloppy Joe's 2.0 as well for the first ever time. Bye!
Wave me, Vim!
Wave. Oh, yeah. Wave. Thanks. Vim. See you later. Bye. Should we pretend that we just fell?
Why?
We'll have to leave 16 seconds anyway because it's going to be the intro.
Okay.
Do they do something like we've just fell?
What's that? In story terms, what does that mean?
Wow! Look at this!
No. All right. It doesn't work.
All right. Should I start like this with my hood?
Why?
Fine.
Not sure.
All right.